the number of guys back in practice, I presume the bye was good for you guys.
Yeah, I think, you know, with being such a big stretch between our in-season bye and the bye we were able to collect here in the playoffs, you know, long stretch of games, 13, I believe, and, you know, guys need a little bit of a break, a little bit of time to heal up and feel good about where we are right now.
Whether you're studying another team or they're studying you, the teams generally change that much from, say, the first game of the season until now?
Yeah, I think, Mark, when you look at that big of a gap, you know, their O-line's changed, our O-line's changed. You know, it was a tough opener. They're a very, very good football team. I believe been to the playoffs 3 years in a row. And got as good a young quarterback as there is in the league. You know, that much of that has not changed. I mean, statistically over the stretch, they're, if not one, I think top three in the league. So they're very capable, and when you get to the Elite Eight, you usually are.
Can you take much from that game, given that?
You know, just a little bit. You look at matchups, you know, but like I said, their team's changed quite a bit, so has ours.
Coach, all the playoff games you've been a part of, what changes in-game in the postseason? What's different?
Well, I think number one, obviously the field is narrowed. I think, you know, it's single elimination, unlike the regular season. Really, I've always described it as three different levels. I mean, there's preseason, there's regular season, and there's a real season, and that's the playoffs. So, you know, it's an exciting time. I'm glad we're at home. We've got great fans. We'll need them Sunday, and it's kind of why you do it. You know, it's kind of a neat opportunity, and one we're very much looking forward to.
The one hazard from a bye might be a team maintaining its mental sharpness. How did it appear to you today as you got them running around?
We look good. You know, I like this team. I like the way they, you know, went about their business over the bye, and I like what I saw yesterday in our lift and today in our workout.
How do you think Peyton benefited from a couple days off? What's the benefit?
Well, I think like all veteran players that, you know, played a long, grueling regular season. You know, I think it was a nice break. You have bumps and bruises. Your body needs to recover, and you know, he can speak to that better than I can. But he had some well-deserved rest.
You have many players that have significant postseason experience. How does that help you?
You know, again, it really just comes down to experience or not. You know, who executes best on Sunday, and in the playoff. Or the real season, you can't have a bad day. Otherwise, you go home. So, you know, a lot's put into the preparation and every guy doing his job to the maximum of his ability.
They had a tough time getting Peyton in that week one game. How have you seen their pass rush change, especially with the addition of Sean Phillips in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think, you know, they you grow. I mean, our defense has grown. I think their defense has grown. I think here of late, they've gelled a guy that, you know, we had here in Mike Adams. I think leads the league in takeaways. You know, so they're playing faster and better, and you know, so they're a very good football team. We'll have to play very good to beat them.